哼。
Okay.
各位恩赞先君啊，
Dear Mr. Insane Chen.
今天呢，我们再录一期啊，
Today, we're recording another episode.
聊聊那个冯小刚的芯片啊。
Let's talk about the chip made by Feng Xiaorogen.
抓特务啊，
Catch the spies.
他那个现在从票房看，
From the current box office figures,
他回本是没有希望了啊。
he's hopeless. There's no hope for him to return.
算半铺吧。
Let's start with a basic introduction.
其实有些人可能会说他有些就是缝裤子有。
Actually, some people might say that he has a certain kind of pants or pants-like quality.
点那个鸡贼吧，
That's a bit weird,
对吧？
is it?
选了一个这种特殊的话题啊，
I chose this particular topic.
他可能缺乏一些接地气的现实感啊，
He may lack some down-to-earth realism.
他可能拍不了电影啊，
He might not be able to make a movie.
就拍不了当下能够受群众喜欢的电影啊。
It's impossible to make a movie that can be well received by the public right now.
其实我倒是觉得这个可能是一个错觉啊，
Actually, I think this might be an illusion.
因为从他之前在凤凰卫视的一个节目中啊，
Because from his previous program on Phoenix TV,
和窦文涛一起的一个这个节目里面，
in this episode of the show, I'm with Du Wentao.
他是非常具有现实感的啊。
He is very realistic.
他对那个特殊年代的描述啊，
His description of that special era,
包括对未来的描述，
including descriptions of the future,
他是完全是有现实感的啊。
He is completely realistic.
那
Well,
但是呢，他选择了这个向这个祖国啊表忠心献
but he chose to be loyal to this country.
礼也好啊。
That's a nice gift.
那么说明他还是想最后再搏一下啊，
So he still wants to try one last time. Well,
可能本来是可以不拍的啊，
Maybe it's actually possible not to shoot it.
就是可以退休了啊，
That's it. He's retiring.
但是呢，出于某种安全的考虑。
But for security reasons,
还是属于再进步的考虑啊。
this is a good consideration for further improvement.
他还是拍了这样的电影
He still made this kind of movie.
啊。不过这是他的一贯风格啊。
Well, this is typical of him.
对对，
Okay.
这个上面比较
This is more expensive on top.
会甜一些
Lick it, lick it.
啊，所以不奇怪。
So it's not strange.
啊，他这个电影拍出来不奇
This movie he made doesn't seem strange.
怪，一点都不奇怪。
It's not strange at all.
也不是他没有这个能力啊，
He didn't have this ability either.
这一点要说明啊。
This needs to be mentioned.
这个电影呢，我还是想，如果有机会呢，
Well, I still want to say that if I have the opportunity,
还是可以看一看啊。
sure, let's take a look.
去这个网络上看一看啊，
Check out some stuff online.
大电影院呢，
Movie theaters.
可能我一个是我进不了，这个暂时不回国嘛。
Maybe I'm not going to be able to come back temporarily.
进不了电影院了
I can't get into this movie theater, RR.
另外一个呢，可能也不愿意花这个37块钱去看这么一部电影
Another one might not be willing to spend $37 to watch such a movie.
虽然胡歌还是比较喜欢的啊，
I still like Fuji more.
但是可能不花这个钱了就啊，所以现在这个情况就是什么呢？
But maybe I won't spend that much money and more. So the current situation is what?
就电影我也聊过几期啊。
I've also talked about movies a few times.
可能未来会啊，就是越来越稳中向好吧。
Maybe it will be like that, gradually becoming stable and secure.
对吧
？Right.
嗯。
Well.
电影就这样了。
That's all, folks.
嗯。
Well.
这个产业的未来可能就和这个大环境是配套的啊。
The future of this industry may be closely linked to the overall environment.
稳中向。
Steady progress.
好吧。
Okay.
嗯。
Well.
只能这么说了。
That's all I can say.
对不对
？Is it right? I move.
可能大量的影院啊。
There may be a large number of cinemas.
这个院线啊，可能会在未来三到五年内，可能能倒掉70%左右。
This cinema chain might go bankrupt within the next 3 to 5 years, with a potential loss of around 70%. Amu?
保守估计啊，嗯，你就包括现在这个外资利用率也掉得比较厉害啊。
Okay, conservatively speaking, this includes the current utilization rate of foreign-funded factories, which has also fallen significantly.
2024年是掉的最多的啊。
2024 is the year with the most losses.
这是一个系统性的一个啊，稳中向好啊。
This is a systematic and steady improvement.
就包括这个灵活就业已经突破3.2亿了。
This includes the fact that flexible employment has already exceeded 3.2 billion.
那么加上民营企业的这些就业占到70%以上的这个情况啊。
So, with the fact that private enterprises account for more than 70% of the employment,
那么整个7亿多的这个整体就业
，So the entire employment of over 700 million。
那么民营加灵活已经快占到80%-90%了。
So private and flexible options have already covered about 89% of the market。
啊，嗯。
Well，
这个时候如果是搞这个。特殊的这个年代那一套哈，这可能就这个环境可能就承受不了了啊。
At this time, if we were to implement this special set of measures, the current environment might not be able to support it.
所以我倒不是太担心这个又搞什么公私合营这一类的啊。
I'm not too worried about this, you know.About the company mergers and acquisitions.
这种大招可能我暂时不担心。
I don't think I need to worry about this big move for now.
因为确实这两天有这种风向吧哈。
Because, well, there's definitely been this kind of trend lately.
可能有一些泛风。
There might be some venting.
说这个公私合营可能解决一些问题啊。
I think this merger could solve some problems.
但是我觉得这可能不太会出现了啊。
But I don't think it's likely to happen.
因为就业压力已经非常大了。
Because the pressure of employment is already very high.
那么如果再搞一搞的话呢
？So if we were to do it again.
整体就像电影业一样啊。
It's like the film industry overall.
那会就稳中向好，向得非常快的啊。
That's a great strategy, focusing on steady and reliable gains.
所以大家就拭目以待吧。
So, let's all wait and see.
嗯。
Well,
这是我的个人看法啊。
This is my personal opinion.
好。
Okay.
拜拜，今天聊到这。
Bye for today.